Stop! I yell. And others say the same, but looters continue to run in. A glow of orange bursts inside, and all those people rush out. Holy shit, Chris says. In no time, the building is in flames. Hell yeah, says Devante. Burn that bitch down! I remember the look on Daddy's face the day Mr. Wyatt handed him the keys to the grocery store. Mr. Rubin and all those pictures on his walls, showing years and years of a legacy he's built. Ms. Yvette walking into her shop every morning, yawning, even painting the ass Mr. Lewis with his top-of-the-line haircuts. Glass shatters at the pawn shop on the next block, then at the beauty supply store near it. Flames pour out both and people cheer. A new battle cry starts up. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let that motherfucker burn. I'm just as pissed as anybody, but this isn't it. Not for me. Devante's right there with them, yelling out the new chant. I backhand his arm.
What?
He says. Chris nudges my side.
Guys.
A few blocks away, a line of cops in riot gear march down the street, followed closely by two tanks with bright lights.
This is not a peaceful assembly,
an officer on a loudspeaker says.
Disperse now or you will be subject to arrest.
The original battle cry starts up again. Fuck the police! Fuck the police! People hurl rocks and glass bottles at the cops.
Yo, Seven says.
Stop throwing objects at law enforcement,
the officer says.
Exit the streets immediately or you will be subject to arrest.
The rocks and bottles continue to fly. Seven hops off the bench.
Come on, he says, as Chris and I climb off too. We need to get out of here.
Fuck the police! Fuck the police!
Devante continues to shout.
Vante, man, come on, says Seven.
I ain't scared of them. Fuck the police!
There's a loud pop. An object sails into the air, lands in the middle of the street, and explodes in a ball of fire.
Oh, shit, Devante says.
He hops off the bench and we run. It's damn near a stampede on the sidewalk. Cars speed away in the street. It sounds like the 4th of July behind us. Pop after pop after pop. Smoke fills the air. More glass shatters. The pops get closer and the smoke thickens. Flames eat away at the cash advance place. Just Us for Justice is fine, though. So is the car wash on the other side of it, black-owned, spray-painted on one of its walls. We hop into Seven's Mustang. He speeds out the back entrance of the old Taco Bell parking lot, hitting the next street over.
The hell just happened, he says.
Chris slumps in his seat.
I don't know. I don't want it to happen again, though. Niggas tired of taking shit, Devante says between heavy breaths. Like Star said, they don't give a fuck about us, so we don't give a fuck. Burn this bitch down. But they don't live here. Seven says, they don't give a damn what happens to this neighborhood.
What we supposed to do then? Devante snaps. All that kumbaya peaceful shit clearly don't work.
They don't listen till we tear something up.
Those businesses, though, I say.
What about them? Devante asks. My mama used to work at that McDonald's and they barely paid her. That pawn shop ripped us off a hell of a lot of times. Nah, I don't give a fuck about neither one of them bitches.
I get it. Daddy almost lost his wedding ring to that pawn shop once. He actually threatened to burn it down. Kinda ironic it's burning now. But if the looters decide to ignore the black-owned tags, they could end up hitting our store. We need to go help Daddy.
What?
Seven says. We need to go help Daddy protect the store. In case looters show up. Seven wipes his face.
Shit, you're probably right. Ain't nobody gonna touch Big Mav, says Devante.
You don't know that, I say. People are pissed, Devante. They're not thinking shit out, they're doing shit. Devante eventually nods.
Aight, fine. Let's go help Big Mav. Think he'll be okay with me helping out? Chris asks. He didn't seem to like me last time. Seem to, Devante repeats. He straight up mean mugged your ass. I was there. I remember.
Seven snickers. I smack Devante and tell him, shush.
What? It's true. He was mad as hell that Chris is white. But hey, you spit that NWA shit like you did back there, maybe he'll think you all right.
What?
Surprised a white boy knows NWA? Chris teases. Man, you ain't white. You light-skinned.
Agreed, I say.
Wait, wait, Seven says over our laughter. We gotta test him to see if he really is black. Chris, you eat green bean casserole?
Hell no, that shit's disgusting.
The rest of us lose it, saying, he's black, he's black. Wait, one more, I say. Macaroni and cheese, full meal or a side dish?
Chris's
eyes dart around at us. Devante mimics the Jeopardy music.
How to earn a black card for 300, Alex? Seven says in an announcer's voice.
Chris finally answers.
Full meal.
Ah,
the rest of us groan.
Whoop, whoop, whoop,
Devante adds.
Guys, it is. Think about it. You get protein, calcium.
Protein is meat, Devante says, not no damn cheese. I wish somebody would give me some macaroni, calling it a meal.
It's like the easiest, quickest meal ever, though, Chris says. One box and you're...
And that's the problem, I say. Real macaroni and cheese doesn't come from a box, babe. It eventually comes from an oven with a crust bubbling on top.
Amen.
Seven holds his fist to me and I bump it.
Oh, Chris says.
You mean the kind with the breadcrumbs?
What?
Devante yells, and Seven goes,
breadcrumbs?
Nah, I say. I mean, there's like a crust of cheese on top. We gotta get you to a soul food restaurant, babe.
This fool said breadcrumbs.
Devante sounds seriously offended.
Breadcrumbs!
The car stops. Up ahead, a road closed sign blocks the street with a cop car in front of it.
Damn, Seven says, backing up and turning around. Gotta find another way to the store.
They probably got a lot of roadblocks around the neighborhood tonight, I tell him.
Fucking breadcrumbs.
Devante still can't get over it.
I swear, I don't understand white people. Breadcrumbs on macaroni, kissing dogs on the mouth,
treating their dogs like they're their kids, I add.
Yeah, says Devante, purposely doing shit that could kill them, like bungee jumping. Calling Target Tarjay, like that makes it fancier, says Seven.
Fuck, Chris mutters. That's what my mom calls it.
Seven and I bust out laughing.
Saying dumb shit to their parents, Devante continues, splitting up in situations when they clearly need to stick together.
Chris goes,
huh?
Babe, come on, I say. White people always want to split up, and when they do, something bad happens.
That's only in horror movies, though, he says.
Nah, shit like that is always on the news, says Devante. They go on a hiking trip, split up, and a bear kills somebody. Car breaks down, they split up to find help, and a serial killer murders somebody, Seven adds. Like, have y'all ever heard that there's power in numbers? Devante asks. For real, though.
Okay, fine, Chris says. Since you guys want to go there with white people, can I ask a question about black people?
Cue the record scratching. No lie, all three of us turn and look at him, including Seven. The car veers off to the side of the road, scraping against the curb. Seven cusses and gets it back on the street.
I mean, it's only fair.
Chris mumbles. Guys, he's right, I say. He should be able to ask.
Fine, says Seven. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay.
Why do some black people give their kids odd names? I mean, look at you guys' names. They're not normal.
My name normal, Devante says, all puffed up sounding. I don't know what you're talking about.
Man, you named after a dude from Jodeci, Seven says.
And you named after a number. What's your middle name, 8?
Anyway, Chris, Seven says, Devante's got a point. What makes his name or our names any less normal than yours? Who or what defines normal to you? If my pops were here, he'd say you've fallen into the trap of the white standard.
Color creeps into Chris's neck and face.
I didn't mean... Okay, maybe normal isn't the right word.
Nope, I say.
I guess uncommon is the word instead, he asks. You guys have uncommon names.
I know about 3 other Devantes in the neighborhood, though, says Devante.
Right is about perspective, says Seven. Plus, most of the names white people think are unusual actually have meanings in various African languages.
And let's be real, some white people give their kids uncommon names too, I say. That's not limited to black people. Just because it doesn't have a D or a la on the front doesn't make it okay.
Chris nods. True enough. Why you have to use D as an example, though? Devante asks.
We stop again. Another roadblock.
Shit. Seven hisses. I gotta go the long way. Through the east side.
East side? Devante says. That's GD territory.
And that's where most of the riots happened last time, I remind them.
Chris shakes his head. Nope. Can't go there then. Nobody's thinking about gangbanging tonight, Seven says. And as long as I stay away from the major streets, we'll be all right.
Gunshots go off close by. A little too close by. And all of us jump. Chris actually yelps. Seven swallows.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
24. Because Seven said we'd be all right, everything goes wrong. Most of the routes through the east side are blocked off by police, and it takes Seven forever to find one that isn't. About halfway to the store, the car grunts and slows down.
Come on, Seven says.
He rubs the dashboard and pumps the gas.
Come on, baby.
His baby basically says, fuck it, and stops.
Shit.
Seven rests his head on the steering wheel.
We're out of gas.
You're kidding, right? Chris says.
I wish, man. It was low when we left your house. But I thought I could wait a while before I got gas. I know my car.
You obviously don't know shit, I say. We're next to some duplex houses. I don't know what street this is. I'm not familiar with the east side like that. Sirens go off nearby, and it's as hazy and smoky as the rest of the neighborhood.
There's a gas station not too far from here, Seven says. Chris, can you help me push it?
As in... Get out the protection of this car and push it? Chris asked.
Yeah, that. It'll be all right. Seven hops out.
That's what you said before, Chris mumbles.
But he climbs out.
Devante says, I can push too.
Nah, man, you need to rest up, says Seven. Just sit back, Star, get behind the wheel.
This is the first time he's ever let anyone else drive his baby. He tells me to put the car in neutral and guide it with the steering wheel. He pushes next to me. Chris pushes on the passenger side. He constantly glances over his shoulder. The sirens get louder and the smoke thickens. Seven and Chris cough and cover their noses with their shirts. A A pickup truck full of mattresses and people speeds by. We reach a slight hill, and Seven and Chris jog to keep up with the car.
Slow down, slow down,
Seven yells. I pump the brakes. The car stops at the bottom of the hill. Seven coughs into his shirt.
Hold on, I need a minute.
I put the car in park. Chris bends over, trying to catch his breath.
The smoke is killing me, he says.
Seven straightens up and slowly blows air out his mouth.
Shit. We'll get to the gas station faster if we leave the car. The two of us can't push it all the way.
The hell? I'm sitting right here. I can push.
I know that, Star. Even if you did, we'll still be faster without it. Damn. I don't want to leave it here, though. How about we split up? Chris says. Two of us stay here, and two of us go get some gas. And this is that white people shit you guys were talking about, isn't it?
Yes, the rest of us say.
Told you, says Devante.
Seven folds his hands and rests them on top of his dreads.
Fuck, fuck, fuck!
We gotta leave it. I get Seven's keys, and he grabs a gas can from the trunk. He caresses the car and whispers something to it. I think he says he loves it and promises to come back. Lord. The four of us start down the sidewalk and pull our shirts over our mouths and noses. Devante limps but swears he's all right. A voice in the distance says something I can't make out, and there's a thunderous response, like from a crowd. Chris and I walk behind the other two. His hand falls to his side, and he brushes up against me, his sly way of trying to hold my hand. I let him.
So this is where you used to live? He says.
I forgot this is his first time in Garden Heights.
Yeah,
well, not this side of the neighborhood. I'm from the west side.
West side? Seven says, as Devante throws up a W. The best side!
On my mama, Devante adds.
I roll my eyes. People go too far with that what side of the neighborhood you from mess. You saw that big apartment complex we passed? Those are the projects we lived in when I was younger. Chris nods.
That place where we parked? Was that the Taco Bell your dad took you and Seven to?
Yeah, they opened a new one closer to the freeway a few years ago.
Maybe we can go there one day, he says.
Bruh, Devante butts in. Please tell me you ain't considering taking your girl to Taco Bell for a date.
Taco Bell?
Seven hollers laughing. Excuse me, was anybody talking to y'all? I ask.
Hey, you my friend, I'm trying to help you out, says Devante. Your boy ain't got no game.
I have game, Chris says. I'm letting my girl know I'm happy to go with her anywhere, no matter what neighborhood it's in. As long as she's there, I'm good.
He smiles at me without showing his teeth. I do too.
Psh, it's still Taco Bell, says Devante. By the end of the night, it'll be Taco Hell with them bubble guts.
The voice is a bit louder now, not clear yet. A man and a woman run by on the sidewalk, pushing two shopping carts with flat screen TVs in them.
They wildin' out here, Devante says with a chuckle, but grabs his side.
King kicked you, didn't he? Seven says, with those big-ass Tims on, right?
Devante whistles a breath out. He nods.
Yeah. He did that to my mama once. Broke most of her ribs.
A Rottweiler on a leash in a fenced-in yard barks and struggles to come after us. I stomp my foot at it. It squeals and jumps back.
She's all right,
Seven says, though it seems like he's trying to convince himself.
Yeah, she's fine.
A block away, people stand around in a four-way intersection, watching something on one of the other streets.
You need to exit the street,
a voice announces from a loudspeaker.
You are